CFRU is one of three stations in the country that is unionized. So already that puts in a very different perspective. Some of the other places worked on, and CFRU had started with a non-hierarchical structure. So there was a board rep liaison, there was no station manager. And, you know, it had operated in various different ways. So when I stepped in, yeah, I started at the tech side of things, great experience, but I knew that by moving to administration, because there was an opening there, I had a chance to be able to help make some other bigger changes. And again, I had a slightly different set of training, whereas I was kind of trained as a commercial broadcaster, but not necessarily the same way in which if you're going to work in commercial radio, you are. I had a lot of the knowledge of what campus and community was being, I was part of that process. So going back in, I could take some of those aspects and be able to apply them at the local level, which I think was beneficial. When I started at the station, we were close to $200,000 in debt. And the university was essentially saying, you've got to do something about this, or because we can't keep funding an organization like yours to be able to go forward. So, you know, there were hard decisions made and changes in structure. And when people moved on at the station, I think within 1 year of me starting, I became the most senior staff member. Six other staff had retired or moved on to different roles. So there was a huge amount of change over there. So, you know, working with the board and so on, we were able to really restructure that. And I'm glad to say when we left, the problem was, it was the opposite. The university was coming to us to say, you shouldn't have $100,000 in the bank account. Why are you sort of hoarding extra funds? You should be using it. So, you know, a different type of problem, much better problem to have. You know, like everything as a nonprofit, there's huge ebb and flows, but it always goes back to the fact that there's just great people and really a passion for what people are trying to do with radio.